Okay, it's October 19th, 2022. It's 5:41, and I'm Commissioner Hoppenstedt. I'm going to call the Kootenai Water Commission Board monthly meeting to order. Commissioner Robinson is here, as is Superintendent Wiseman and Office Manager Nash. Our first order of business is public comment. Public comment? We're good? No public comment today? Okay. Commissioner Horsley had advised us that he was not going to be able to make this meeting due to a professional conflict, so we're going to probably alter next month's schedule as well to accommodate that. But we'll get to that when we get down to that point in the agenda. Review and approve of prior meeting minutes is our next item from September 21st.
Yeah, I looked at them. They look fine to me. I'd move that they be approved as written for September 21st.
So a motion's been made to approve the September 21st, 2022 meeting minutes of the Board of Water Commissioners. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I should have seconded the motion first. Okay, next on our agenda is the water quality report from Superintendent Wiseman.
All samples taken for coliform bacteria were negative for the month of September. We did do IOC samples, and we did do our HA5s and our THMs, which are trihalomethane and haloacetic acids, which are all chlorine byproducts.
Yep.
And they all came back well below limits, barely showing. We don't add enough to make any kind of real problem or anything like that.
Well,
the IOCs came back. Every station has a slight detection of barium in it, which I don't know, couldn't tell you why, but it seems to be in every station, every year it's a tiny, tiny bit. I don't think it's natural, but it's there. Our cyanide results got rejected by the state when they were sent in, and they did the wrong method. So we had to run out today and take samples again, for cyanide only, for free money, just time to have it done. So we're waiting the results on those. The method they used, everything was non-detect, but it wasn't one acceptable by the state. Other than that, everything's good.
Okay, so barium, but it's been that way forever.
Every year, there's always, I can look through and it's non-detect to get to barium. I think it's got a limit of 0.2. Sometimes we'll have like a 0.017, you know, because they read it at a 0.001. So and then there's a 0.034 or something like that. And there's always a tiny, tiny bit just above the detection limit, but not enough to be up to the contaminant level. Investigated a little more and talked to a couple of people to see if there's anybody else around. It seems
if it's in the paint or something in the pump, or if we just have barium on Cape Cod.
That might be, yeah.
It might be a byproduct or something. Okay, and I see sodium results.
Oh, yeah. Requested to get them all, but for some reason I couldn't get the raw one. We can guess it's about the same or one below.
So this will be the last monthly.
I don't know if we did them last month before.
The October.
No, we didn't do it in October, I don't think.
Did we say we're moving to quarterly?
Yes. Last month we had stated we'd move to quarterly.
Yeah. It's interesting. I think this is the first time that they've all been above 20. And even Station 3, which has been
Station 3
lowest.
Was 17, wasn't it? No.
No, this was 20.
20.
Which is...
Well... That is interesting. I wonder if that...
I'll tell you what. I'm going to go back and come... Oh, there's a roar underneath. I'm sorry. Yeah, I... Yeah, well, let me double check that, because what I did not realize and probably wasted a couple dollars there is that our inorganics also did sodium. So when I took it, it's actually on the 30th of September that I took the inorganics, and for some reason sodium is an inorganic there, and it's not natural there, I guess. So I did notice that I was going through, I'm like, 17 and 3, just like always. I was looking at those results, which was probably 6 days before, whatever this was. So it'd be interesting to find out. I'll compare the two now as I think about it.
So it might be a lab issue.
Yeah.
It's not something that concentrates in, is it?
What do you mean, like?
Well, because I'm thinking...
The larger bottles with the IOCs? Or?
With the September ones, we did the samples on September 6th, and the lab did process them until October 10th.
Well, they sent the results to us. And I think some of it has to be sent out. Maybe, I mean, there's a shelf life on it. I'll have to look again.
Yeah, and they're sealed bottles, so it's no...
Yeah.
What it is, for example.
All right, so I think the only thing you can conclude is that over time, it's getting worse. So if you compare it to before 2020, well, we didn't have as much sampling as we have since 2021. It's just continuing to be an issue. So, I don't know what we can. There's not much we can do about it except what we did, some education.
Yeah. Brita filter.
does it work for sodium?
Sure.
You think?
Yeah.
Charcoal.
I'm the guy who still puts salt on my steaks.
No, it probably doesn't work for some, because it's just
probably all the moisture is everybody.
Carbon plants just activated carbon.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't think we need to keep doing it every month. We talked about that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Something to keep an eye on.
We did get some good feedback from the lab.
We did.
How many?
916.
Emails. A few got rejected.
That email address.
superintendent's report?
Sure. This is superintendent's report for September of 2022. In September of 2021, we pumped 21,934,000 gallons of water. In September of 2022, we pumped 23,471,000 gallons of water. That's for a difference of 1,537,000.
Down.
Higher in 2022. I know we had what seemed like a lot of rain here and everything, but we had just under 3 inches of rain this September, actually. And in 2021, we had 11.3 inches. So I kind of attribute that to the rain that might have been back then. I know one day that was 4 inches in 2021. Jen's got me a great little website, Underground, something like that. I can go back and look at every day and see what
weather underground.
Yeah.
So you can see how much rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Under general discussion, we did not have any new services, new or replacement, or leaks, actually. We have dropped down into a level 2 drought from a level 3 due to all the rain that we've been having. I don't see a lot of people out there watering anyways, even if they're handheld now or hose only is what they should be out there doing. And kind of at the point where people stop watering their lawns anyways right now. Everybody's blowing out their irrigation systems and everything. And just to let you know, I did sign the BFD incentive contract. I did not get new motors. I just got BFDs to be installed. Going to cost us about $12,000. The Cape Light Compact is going to spend $32,000 and West Bend $12,000 to have it done. So there, it was a $40-something thousand dollar job, and they're going to take up $32,000 of it, and we'll take $12,000, and we'll get the BFDs and the four stations that we do not have fully installed. Variable frequency drive, it's, it'll help us with our electric bill. Instead of our pumps doing a demand charge, when they start up, they spike at a real high demand charge. This way they start up at a real slow speed and ramp up, so we don't get that quite that high demand charge.
So they charge you at the high level, right?
Yeah, they charge you at the highest point, so when it slams up and comes right down, that's what we get charged.
We get charged that. Good. And we've got the $12,000?
Yes. Yes, I'll take it out. I'm going to talk to Ray about possibly using that money that I had for 1 and 3, which are electrical improvements, and seeing if I can use just those two, because I believe it was read as electrical improvements to 1 and 2, not to the pumping stations, because I'm not going to be doing... I talked to the electrician that done it. He told me he would clean up the cabinets as he put these in to make the room. So I'm kind of getting two things done at once. So I don't think, I'll have to go back one more time and look at it. I know he called me and asked me what it was for afterwards, and he said, that was 2 of your stages, right? And I said, yeah, 1 and 3. And he said, okay, thanks. So I don't know if it's specific just to them or if we could do it to the other two also. I have to consult him with it, who will probably go to the auditors and ask. But that could fall into that, and instead of the $55,000 we asked for, we could probably use $12,000 and send the money back. If not, it would be taken out of the regular budget. I do have it in the engineering. It'll be taken out of engineering. The right engineer will be doing it. Yeah.
Yep. Good. Nice job. This will save us some money, save the district.
And that's it, what I have for you.
Questions?
No, I mean, I'm still looking at the pumpage comparison year to year, and it's very hard to make any conclusions other than, I think, what Chris said previously, which is that it's more drought-related, the pumping for the irrigation, than it is changes that would be attributed to the rate increases a couple of years ago. It clearly is just a seasonal and drought-related thing. So 2020 was highest the last 5 years that we've recorded here.
If we went back to 2016, I think you might see higher
really?
Than marks and stuff because
okay.
2016 killed us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Was it a dry year again?
Yeah, very.
The only other variable that, you know, we talk about irrigation, but we also know that the population does increase, and I wonder if there's any way to get at that population increase in the summer versus the winter. Does the town have any estimates? Or how would we be able to approach that? Nobody does a very good job of estimating the summer population of any other villages or towns in the Cape. You look for that and you can't find it. You can find estimates from the police department in different towns. You can find it from planning documents, but nobody really records.
Right.
It's hard to get at.
Yeah, you have to get information from every homeowner.
Right, where would they get it?
I mean, you know, when I was a kid, population certainly doubled in the summer.
Yeah.
But it may not be doubling now. It might be 50% higher, but not 100% higher. I don't know. We certainly have more year-rounders.
Yeah, I mean, you can talk about what we do for pumpage. I mean, it goes from 300,000 up to a million sometimes, you know, so we...
Yeah.
But I'm saying, how much of that increase is
it? It could be irrigation. It could, you know, it's...
Pools, washing cars.
Yeah,
so the whole 9 yards,
yeah,
right? Everything.
So some of the statistics I'm looking at say 30% of water use is from outside the house. Irrigation, car washing, pools, whatever. We were estimating 50%, which is sort of above, but nationally it seems to be about 30%. So, I mean, if 30 to 50% of this increase over the baseline is outside use, because you don't use it outside other than the summer months. You're not washing your car in December typically, unless it's a really nice day. Then the rest of this must be just the population increase.
Yeah,
I don't know what my point is.
But I was following your logic.
Thought you really were going somewhere for a minute.
You know, the one class I avoided in grad school was statistics.
No, it's good thinking, though. I mean, logically, 30% seems like a decent number. It might be higher than that. As a rule of thumb, we would have gone 50%. It definitely increases.
What do we have, about 190? Turnouts a year?
Less than that now.
Yeah.
Somewhere between 75 and 100.
Yeah, so we have about 100 turnouts. That's just people who turn off for the winter. So you got to consider, what are the average family of three? I don't know, it depends. Two, you know, if you think with something
summer
like that.
Summer family?
Yeah.
Some people leave their water on all
that's
year.
Just people who shut off. I mean,
right.
I could go see Tim Potter down the street, and he could tell me, you know, hey, I take care of 14 houses down here that don't shut their water off, you know, and watch them through the winter and check them. That's how I make some money, you know, in the winter months, making sure everything's working. So there's so many people that
all winter, like
right,
used to.
Right. So I mean, there's so many things out there. Some people turn them off, some people don't, and you'll never be, unless you actually did a census on Kituat, you could never really tell, and that would only be good for that year.
And we know there's certainly more year-rounders now than there were 5 years ago.
So. Yeah, definitely.
See, a lot of people don't know around here these days.
It would have been that you could have walked down the street and got a ride anywhere at any point.
Yep.
Yeah.
I did.
I know.
That's how I get to high school.
I know.
Donnie Souza used to pick me up pretty regularly.
I lived three houses away from 28. When I missed the bus, my mother would say,
yeah.
I repped right down to the 28. I went.
Yeah. how, let's move to old business.
All right.
And Commissioner Horsley isn't here, so I think, do you have some things to share?
I have some things to share on the ARPA letter of interest. With Mr. Horsley and Jennifer Lockhart's help, we were able to submit the letter of interest on the 30th. I did include a copy of the submission for you.
Nice.
I do have to mention, though, Jen, that's the best signature for either a mouse or hand that I've ever seen.
Right?
That was done by a mouse.
Huh? Impossible. Use your finger.
Nope. I don't have a touch screen. That was on my computer.
So we've got 140 million chasing 5 million.
Correct.
Yeah.
It sounds like getting into Harvard.
I have been in contact with Tom Cambereri a couple times. We've located quite a few different test wells out there.
Good.
And one day, he called me while I was on vacation last week and said he was going to try to get together with John and go around and see if they could get access into a couple of them. So he still hasn't got there just yet. He was going to try this week sometime, though. See if he can actually, what the access to get into them was. Some of them are going to have to be opened with a couple, 3 foot Stilson's, I think, maybe even bigger. I'm going to have to see what I can find to get them because they've been sealed up for 1950.
Are they visible on the surface?
Some of them are. Some of them, when they did the MTBE stuff, they ended up repaving over there on Mariner Circle, so they ended up putting, like, actually curb boxes over top of them. At the time, Kip Diggs was running the department over there, and he came to us and said, you guys got a bunch of test wells over there. What can I do? And he said, oh, mind if I just put these on them? We said, no, go right ahead. That's great. Just in case anybody ever needs to use them again, and that's what he did. So that's all I have on that it's still in the works, and we have had a couple communications back and forth on it. He was in there looking around, checking a couple things a couple weeks ago. John let him out the back way, actually. And with the PFAS Clax action suit, I did send the woman, I got an email to send all results that we had. So I sent her everything that we had, and she said that'll be helpful. Thank you very much. I'll let you know if I need anything else. That's as far as that's gone.
Perfect.
So just for the record, the commission last month signed on to a class action suit, which may result in some damages assessed nationally against the PFAS manufacturers, with the advice of our counsel. And it's similar to the settlement that was made with the companies had the MBTE and the gasoline products that were leaking. And I think you said we had over 500,000 from that.
When we got that, we had over 2 million and 1.3 million.
1.3 million.
Something like that, yeah. Not even 1.6.
Yeah, and there's no real cost to us. We're just kind of going along for the ride.
Right.
And maybe at the end there'll be some distribution.
Correct.
Depending on how the case goes.
I guess I would also add for the record, under the source water protection, the old business, we are still continuing. continuing to target sodium, and had a great response from our outreach from residents, and so we'll continue to do that. I have not been able to get anything back from the state recently on their decreasing salt treatments, but I'll reach out to the woman that I was working with there and see if they can if they can utilize some of those GIS equipped trucks to decrease salt applications, you know, automatically.
Right.
The trucks are
they're
going
looking
down the road.
It's hot enough now because they get signs all over the place, just like for anybody to plow, it seems.
Yeah.
You know, to require them to put that on now and.
So one thing I didn't know from these responses that people can go to the transfer station and pick up road salt, like a bucket at a time or something.
Yeah, there's a pile of it out there.
Like you can pick up the sewage sludge in the spring for your garden.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Compost.
So they don't advertise the salt giveaway, do they?
No.
You just have to be
just
in the know.
It's a pile.
Well, I know there's a pile
like
that. And you can just walk in, nobody says anything, you just take a pile
No,
of
I think they have it off to the side or right on the end of the shed closest to the recycling area.
You back up with a 5-gallon bucket, you fill it up, and you drive off.
Yeah.
So we don't know what kind of salt that is at the time.
No, it's sodium chloride.
But not calcium.
No.
I mean, they over-plowed last year, didn't they? And when the first three dustings, they were out of money.
I think they plan to be out of money.
Yeah.
With all the water quality planning that this town has done in the last 30 years, I mean, maybe we should be getting together with the other water commissions and insisting that the town stop buying sodium chloride in favor of calcium or magnesium chloride. That
really
just seems
a good idea.
You know, I mean, how many millions have they spent on water management plans? You know, it's all about the nitrogen. Well, yeah, it's about nitrogen, but it's also about something simple like sodium. And if it costs more, well, tough. On the other hand, maybe we could, each water district could kick in a little money to subsidize the cost difference. I mean, it's just staggering that the town itself is the culprit. And here we are looking at these increasing numbers. So I guess what I would say is that I guess it would be a conversation with Santos to start to find out what the deal is. Nobody has gone, you know, DEFCON 3 about sodium, but it's a rising issue, which is why we keep talking about it. But I'd be willing to try to get Santos to call me back, if that's just to have a conversation. Ask what is the current? Maybe it's a long term.
What's the chemistry?
Vendor contract that they have to buy sodium chloride until, you know, 2030 or something.
Yeah, you have time to do that. Retail.
I knew that's where this was going. He who suggests a project.
I think you said you were willing. Because I just wrote it down because I was thinking, well, I'll retail.
I wrote that down.
I will call.
Then I'll follow up with the state.
All right. So, but if he's, you know, if he says, well, you know, I can't afford calcium, then maybe we could talk to the other water commissions and see.
Right. Maybe we could motivate him to afford it. Put it in the budget. Maybe he doesn't get it right away, but at least
we'll
do that.
And tell our town councilor.
Correct.
And show him these results. He's a smart guy. He can read that.
Yeah.
put out before and got some in the past. Hyannis is willing to give them up. They would love to have something going and have a petition going also.
They're in all the CCRs, so I can do it.
Yeah.
So they get it in the coming week. It's a non-regulated.
And the guy Hans over there, years ago when we first started doing this, he says, I've been asking people, he said, to step up and write a letter and do this and do that. And he says, I said, we'll be behind you. Go ahead. Get things moving. I'll put our commissioners right on your commissioners with you. Well, I don't think they have selectmen over there.
Selectmen?
Yeah, over at Hyannis Water, yeah. I said, just go ahead and you know, he wanted to start stuff back then. I said, if you get things rolling, I said, you'll get plenty of people to help you. I mean, you got Barnstable, you got SCOM, you know, they all can get together and fight as one if you need. He never really went with it too far, and we stopped having meetings because pandemic hit, and
Yeah. You
don't know what anything happened now after that.
Well, I mean, it's just insult to injury if the town is giving away sodium chloride to homeowners to go spread out on their blocks.
I could ask, was it Nelson that had that? I was talking with Nelson and Bill down, I was helping Bill straighten out his boat on the ramp the other day, and Nelson was helping him, so they were both down there talking, standing up to our hips in water and everything, so yeah.
All right, we'll do a three-cornered team here. I'll talk to Santos. You can collect some sodium. I think I would try to get CCRs from not just this year, but maybe several years ago and see if it's gone up.
If they're online.
And Tom will try to figure out who to talk to at the state.
Yeah, I got her email. And
good luck.
She responded.
Yeah.
She said she was had to wait for her supervisor. Well, now I haven't heard from her.
Yeah, right. Well, we're all working remote.
Right. They can do something. Okay. That's good. Takes care of old business, new business. Anything on affordable access to drinking water? Do we want to talk about rate evaluation?
Yeah. So this is another bright idea I had that I then assigned myself and have fallen down on performing the task. But the idea is that water is, to me, a basic human right. And unlike your cable bill, which we've compared the water bills to, cable is not a basic human right, but water is. And I think that some amount of water should not be charged, some base amount, and I'm trying to figure out the right threshold. And Jen's going to be doing some more data crunching for me, so I hope to have that at the next meeting. So there's no urgency to this. I do think it's something that's important. I think it's kind of innovative, and I think it's something that you know we should do. I go back to when I first got here and. When Chris was reading his pumpage statistics and compared them to the previous month, and it was more than the last month, the commissioners were all excited, oh good, we'll have more revenue. But to me, that was just the opposite of what we should be doing here. We should be charging a lot more for this excess water, but more than we are now, and in exchange, giving some break to people who are just trying to their daily business with the water that they deserve. There's an old thing I've seen in some of these literature that says, water is God's gift, but he didn't lay the pipes. I think that's true, but I think that used water should help pay for the infrastructure. But I don't think they should have to pay for the minimum amount of water they need to live.
That's my
philosophy. People are paying, you know, for meter rentals, and there's some amount that I think that we could hopefully agree should not be charged while subsidizing the excess water use that's going around here.
When was the last rate adjustment? Did it last March?
I
that, was that, did we add a tier then, or did we up the upper?
We did. We added a tier,
we added
and we raised
tier.
Everything over $60.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. And the fact that we're making money hand over fist. So, I think that there's just some cost share that could be done that we talked about, that people using over 100,000 gallons.
Come in, said, what's going on? We haven't heard much at the office, have we? Oh my goodness, my rate went way up.
No, I have had a few that have put their well in.
Yeah.
So they
yep.
So anyway, I hope to have a draft for you next time.
Signage. I hate those signs. Can I just say that? The two signs, even the single sign, we have too many signs.
So we have too many signs on Cape Cod.
And I get the fact that people need reminders not to water when we're in a level 3 drought. But I just wish there was some other way we could do it where the signs would be better looking.
Well, I think
the worst case scenario would be if we went with a neon sign, which like the one at Mashpee High School on Route 151. But thankfully, we're not doing that. But we're coming pretty close with the little sideboards sticking into the ground, and then there's another one right next to it sticking into the ground,
right.
And the wind's blowing them over, and they just, they raise awareness. I get that.
So remember how we got there. We had the level 3 signs out that we complained, or I complained. That
because
nobody knows what that means, so we put up the supplemental signs that say no lawn watering to make it clear to people what a level 3 restriction should mean. And that was a emergency temporary thing, and I really applaud the staff for getting those out so quickly. And we decided that as soon as it dropped from 3 to 2 that we would get rid of the no lawn watering sign. I guess my thing is we have too many signs in Kootenai. This is an emergency thing. You have to allow for emergencies. So maybe at a level 2 you don't need a sign, but a level 3 you need a sign everywhere that people are going to see. And I think where we place them, people see them. I drive through the village, I see them. And maybe next year we don't need 2 signs together. We'll have to spend a little money to get 1 sign that says, level 3 drought, no lawn water. And that's just 1 sign. And if it blows over in the wind, I'll put it back up.
Well, what about the signboards, the triangular signboards with letters, like we used to have?
We have one of those.
We have a couple of those.
Yeah, we have one of those. I tried to get others, and I couldn't find one in any of the ordering magazines that we use. So I had to go myself, and I went to Amazon, and I bought one. And I was so happy that I got one. And then the company never accepted my order for 2 weeks. And I had to cancel it and buy another one, and I was away on vacation. And my wife was talking to me, she's like, well, how about if we try this? And she showed me one, and I was like, yeah, just give me that. And we ordered it and got it back. Well, it's this big, the letters are 2 inches tall, it's made to be like inside a building, basically. So the guys are going out, and they're putting it at the post office, and then they move it over to Freedom Hall here, and they'll put it where people are walking. The next day they bring it over to the coop, put it over to the coop, so when people are walking in and out of the coop, they can see it. And this has all that on it, in writing. Else. So we do have one of those that travels around the city, the town here. I'd like to get one more, bigger one, that when it's time, we can put it up in front of the water fountain.
Yeah.
But Mark made sense to me one day when he said, I live in Kootenai. I don't think I drive by the water department but once a month. When I leave Kootenai, I either head to Mashpee or I head to Hyannis. I take Putnam Ave out or if I take Main Street or Quinnequisset out.
Right.
I don't go by the water department. The only people that go by the water department is everybody that lives in Mashpee that's in line waiting to get through there from 3:30 to 5. And they all can sit there, and I can put that little teeny one out, and they can read it when they get up real close.
Mr. Burgess, do you know where the Civic Association is there? Because that's what we're looking for.
Okay. I even went over to Luigi's and said, you
could
get
that?
Me a sign, he goes, and Jerry that was working, and she goes, Mike bought his on Craigslist.
Yeah.
I'll check in with Jeff.
Yeah.
Is the one that you were able to get, is that you could change the text on it easily?
Well, yeah, they come with, it's one that has the things in it, you push the numbers in and stuff like that. It's not a very large one, but it's nice to keep around in the summertime. If it's not raining, it's nice to keep traveling around a couple different areas.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think all the election signs, which nobody can do anything about.
Yeah. Well,
I agree with you, Tom. One more, two more. Again, I think not just information, but information during an emergency. It's a severe drought. You shouldn't be watering your lawn. We have to get that message out as many ways as we can.
We need a flag, like a hurricane flag.
Okay. Then
they
you're
going to
write on the flag a
water
flag.
No
flag. It's like, do not water flag. Picture of a sprinkler with a circle and a flash through it.
And next
nice
year,
little thing you can hang on the utility poles.
And next year with MuniLink, with the new communication and abilities that we'll have, we'll be able to send it by text, we'll be able to do a phone call, we'll be able to do an email blast, however their method of preferred contact is. So we will have a little better way of communicating through our system.
Have you sent your email address in, Tom? Okay. You're part of the
927.
Okay. 10 bad ones, 906.
You might want to mention that at the next Civic Association. If you haven't, send it to the Water Department.
Is there anything else on signs? Was that something that you put in?
No, but I think that we've had a good discussion this year. Hopefully we won't have a drought next year, but if we do, we'll know that we had that discussion last year. Ladder sign.
When we put out the level one drought or whatever it was at the time, we had a sprinkler company put right beside it over on Newtown Road. Adjust your sprinkler systems, anything to help with you. And I'm like, look at that. Were they following us around, sticking it beside us? I was like, what the heck?
Call us.
Yeah, call us. We can help.
Yeah. Like putting plastic over your furnace. It just ruins the look of what you're trying to
do. When you come out of the dump, sign across the street advertising grab rails.
Yes. There's a lot of those, right?
Yeah.
Grab rails.
I mean,
we do grab rails.
So every business can just put signs like that up anywhere they want?
Except
we
on
have
the a island sign where there's a memorial
campus. Yeah. And there's a position in the town of Oxford for signs. They have to be approved.
But because they're that small, they're below the limit.
Do you know it's illegal to put a to tack anything to a telephone pole?
Yeah, unless your dog's missing.
Unless you what?
Leave it there
your
for 3 years.
Missing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Years. That's right. I still see my Mashpee for the.
My matter not anticipated by the chair have to do with the MuniLink conversion. Working with Cape Cod Coop, who's the bank for the district, we're trying to set up what they call a NACHA file, an automated clearinghouse file. And in order for Cape Cod Coop to work with MuniLink on getting this set up on our behalf, Cape Cod Coop is asking us to document our relationship with MuniLink, meaning they want a copy of the contract just to prove that we are contracted with this company and we're authorizing them to work with them directly. MuniLink has agreed to us releasing that to Cape Cod Coop. It's under our authority to do that. They did ask that we redact the pricing from it, so I have done that. I just said I would
I don't see any reason why we wouldn't do that.
Sounds like a standard procedure.
It's fine.
Just wanted a blessing before I sent that off, and that will keep us moving.
We help the treasure. Thank you.
It will be, so right now if you pay online using a direct debit to your bank account, an ACH transaction, it costs 50 cents. If we get this set up, it'll be free.
Any additional public comment?
So we're converting our billing software from Brava to MuniLink. All right? And it's part of the financial setup for processing online payments.
I had to adjust to all the jargon when I first came on here, too. So still trying to figure out what a SCAD system is.
SCADA.
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 Wait a minute. I know, I had it written down.
Supervisory control and data acquisition.
There you go.
He's got a card.
I wrote it on a card a long time ago because I still can say it and forget what I just said on it.
Control and data acquisition. Okay. No additional public comment? Did you get the battery out of the well field?
Yes, I did. I was going to ask you what day you found that.
Car battery?
Sunday. So that's the day, but, because it was raining all over.
Saturday or Sunday, one of the two.
Okay. Yeah, there was a car battery in there, and I tried going through the video camera to see if anybody drove in there and dropped it. The only thing I saw at one point, I saw a four-wheeler drive up there for about 20 seconds, then drive back down, and he wasn't going fast either time, and I just wondered if it might have been that.
Seems like a long way to go to dispose of a battery.
Yeah.
When you can bring it in and get a rebate.
I know.
Can you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, car battery. Yeah, if you bring it in, they charge you when you buy a new one. If you
right.
give them the other one, they give you a $40 core charge with it. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a threat, contamination threat, the electrolyte, but I don't want a car battery next to my drinking water.
Well,
yeah,
it didn't seem like there was much fluid in it. I'll tell you right now, I don't think they dumped it out there, but and I just hope not at least. Yeah.
All right. Next Board of Water Commissioners meeting. Commissioner Horsley has got conflict on the third Wednesdays, maybe all Wednesdays.
He has the first, second, and third conflict. He asked for the 23rd to have a meeting, which is the day before Thanksgiving, which we usually have. Speaking of, my guys have been really good. I would like to request that they get a half day of the day before Thanksgiving. I forgot, thank you. Just in case we do not have a meeting in November.
Do they
in
get
October.
The day after?
The day before. I'm sorry.
The day before.
Yeah.
Usually you ask for the Friday after.
Oh, the Friday after. We already get the day. No, we don't get the day before. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry.
What is it you're asking for, Superintendent?
I would ask for Friday after Thanksgiving off.
What happened to June 19th? What happened with that off?
Did we have that? Yep, we have it off now.
Okay.
Everybody used up their holiday. I wrote it down on the weekly payroll.
Did they take it on June, whatever it is?
Somebody took it June 18th.
Yeah.
Somebody ended up taking it June 18th, something like that, like almost the day before, the weekend before.
Okay.
Now it's
right.
a federal holiday.
Now it's a federal holiday, and we have it.
The year before it was a floating holiday.
But yeah, in the past I've always asked for that day, and just in case we don't meet, I would like to request that everybody get the day. We will, if there's an emergency, respond. Somebody will be on call. They will not get paid overtime for the day. It'll be just like you're working from home, basically, that day.
The office is closed.
The office will be closed, yeah. And there'll be nobody in the district. No, they'll be there, but yeah.
Yeah, that's fine with me. So it's been moved and seconded to award the employees of the Tua Water Department the 25th. Off, provided there be coverage with somebody on call. It's not a holiday. It's just a day off for hard work and
tradition.
For family, and it's a traditional Thanksgiving benefit and
part of the corporate culture here.
I did second that, and all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Typically the last week of the month I have the last meeting, so the other 3 weeks, so if we could move to the last week of the month, unless that screws up your reports.
30th?
Well, just in general going forward.
To meet the fourth Wednesday of the month instead of the third.
Does that screw up your reports?
29th? We could do Tuesday, too. I drove by here last night. Tuesday, that was...
I don't know. I think fire department meets on Thursdays.
I think it was the second Tuesday, but they're still doing Zoom meetings, I believe.
Well, I'm fine with the fourth.
Tuesday's fine. I don't care. But that last week is typically much less busy for me with the meetings.
Do you know if Scott's got a conflict on the 30th?
He usually teaches on Thursdays, so I don't know.
Nobody responded when I asked if there was if anybody was traveling. Sounded like both days were open for all three of you.
30th?
The 23rd and the 30th.
Let's do the 30th. 30th, good.
4th. And maybe we'll kick it to that 4th Wednesday. Is that manageable to you?
Oh, yeah. The fourth Wednesday would be the 23rd, but you're going to have to get this time the 4th. The 5th?
Oh, well, the last Wednesday.
Yeah. Last week.
Okay.
Last week of the month.
Whatever's
30th is a Wednesday,
yeah?
Yeah. I might have to have somebody take in here for me. I usually am not around that day. That's the week after Thanksgiving. No. I'm usually not coming. That's the week, yeah.
Sean coming?
Yes.
So you wouldn't be here that whole week?
I won't be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'll be here Thursday and Friday, which is the 1st and 2nd, actually. And I'll be gone on the 5th and 6th again.
What about the 22nd?
It's nighttime.
I might not be coming out till then.
What about the 22nd?
I'm hoping at least I won't be coming out till then.
22nd
is a Tuesday.
I can confirm that with Scott.
Do you want to change it to this month? Yeah.
Just see if we can.
November 22nd?
We'll check with whoever handles Freedom Hall
at 5:30.
5:45
is better for me.
5:45,
as you could see today.
11:22. 5:45, provided the facility is available. If not, maybe we won't have a meeting in November.
Okay,
we can do that. We're allowed to do that. They passed that last.
Going to dock our pay, are they?
Do we get paid?
I don't know.
We used to. I haven't seen it in quite some time.
It shows up, but it's so small, you just think it's...
I know, so what was that?
I'm going to give you a tip.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Need a motion?
All right, I would have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.